From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you have ever watched American Idol, it may seem that every young person wants to be a star. Not so. Some people dream of dancing behind a star. In New York City, more than 1,000 women lined up around a city block to audition as backup dancers to pop star Beyoncé. NPR's Robert Smith stopped by, too.
A cold, windy New York City street is no place for a scantily clad dancer, but Amber Bianca Hill has been standing in this line all night long.
I stayed awake, tried to stay warm. I ran across town trying to find a bathroom.
For staying up all night, I mean, your hair looks great, your makeup looks perfect. How'd you pull this off?
Well, I've drunk plenty of water, fruits, candy, chips, everything bad that a dancer is not supposed to eat.
But she has no time to talk right now. The line is finally starting to move into the dance studio in Midtown.
Deja, Lizette, Kaja.
The choreographers for Beyoncé are holding these open calls in 5 cities across the country, looking for 40 people to shimmy and gyrate behind the diva on her world tour.
Everyone, put your hands down. Here's the three lines.
Despite the chaos, Lindsay Rhodes and her friends from New Jersey are trying to warm up a little with the dance routine. Is there a signature Beyoncé move?
Like the booty dance.
The booty dance.
The booty dance.
Show me the booty dance.
This. 6, 7, 8. Okay.
And the whole line undulates. There are 2 types of dancers in the line. Some are here because they want to be famous. They want to be Beyoncé. Then there are the ones that just want to perform, even out of the spotlight. Tanya Cruz has done backup dancing before and says there's just one commandment.
You can't upstage her. She should be the center.
So it's like being a bridesmaid.
Right.
A paid bridesmaid.
A paid bridesmaid, somebody says here. It doesn't take long before the scene of young women warming up their hip-hop moves starts to attract a mostly male crowd. John Davis and Chris Whammy are leaning against a mailbox, trying to predict who will make the cut.
I feel like an ESPN analyst at this particular point, because there's a lot of quality women out here right now, and all shapes and sizes as well.
Does it get better than this?
Actually, it does get better for the dancers. Amber Hill, the woman who stayed up all night in line, runs down the stairs from the studio.
We had about 8,000 girls, and they were bum-rushing us to the mirror, literally like pushing and fighting to be in the front, and you know, it looked like a strip club inside of there, like me included.
They were taught some basic moves to Beyoncé's hit Deja Vu as a man went around the room whispering into their ears.
He wasted no time because everyone was doing it twice and I only did it once, and he was like, come back. And then that was it. And I did a backflip and stayed there.
Hill made the first cut and will return on Sunday. She says, watch out. This time, she'll have her hair and makeup professionally done and hopefully get a little more sleep. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.